Anya took the rusted ute into town. Sometimes weatherboard walls were as mute as the silent orchard at dusk. She dragged the iron's weight, the flexed snake of its stunted cord, tugging back her fine-boned hand. Its contained heat pressing years of sweat from the collars of a husband rarely home. Even their dream of a new brick house at the orchard's edge seemed a more solid prison for that delicate almond scent. As she untied the checkered apron, rolled on her stockings of honeymoon silk, slithered into the daring black dress, shook free her hair, and planted the accelerator on the pivot of a stiletto.